Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the...
So we got bored during quarantine and we started a podcast.
Welcome back, Hamzy.
Thank you.
Well, I'll just start off by saying, before we even get into the fact that you're holding a thesaurus, rather randomly, we are two entertainers currently out of work. Thank you for joining us. If this is your first time or your 62th time, it's not a real word. We appreciate having you here. And to keep us kind of, I guess, in the loop vaguely, we try to talk about all things entertainment and art with the help of our friend, the Random Word Generator. But Hamzy, I have a feeling that you have something in store for me today.
Yes. I got fed up with the Random Word Generator
last
time.
It's kind of irritating. Yeah, it didn't do us a good job, did it?
No. And I felt like it was starting to repeat itself.
I thought so too, but I like this new approach. Explain what's going on.
So I have collected from Emma's little stash of books here in the office. She has an actual thesaurus.
Thesaurus? That's not what they're
thesaurus?
Called. Thesaurus?
Thesaurus. It's like a dinosaur, but with many words.
Thesaurus.
With thesaurus. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I've never said it right. Anyways, so she has an English thesaurus. No, I can't say it. A Collins English thesaurus, if you need to know. And I will whip through it randomly.
You are mumbling again. I was just thinking, and I'll flick through it.
I'll flick through it, and I will ask you to say stop, and then there I will start wiggling my finger around it, and
okay.
Then I'll ask you to say stop again.
This is somewhat more complicated than just clicking a button, but I like it. Let's do it.
Okay. I will still do my song.
Okay, it seems inappropriate, but...
I shouldn't do the song?
No, you should.
No button? Yeah.
I mean, you should, but we need the song, but it's just, it's not the right song.
Or how about this? When I sing... Oh, it's not the right song, is it?
No, because it's a thesaurus. It's not a random word generator. I mean, you're the random word generator.
No, I can't do it.
Thesaurus really helps us.
I will have to think about that, because I just...
No, we have to sing something.
I will
not
still
tradition.
I feel like it would be wrong an episode without the song, though.
No, we should sing it.
Okay. Random word generator.
See, our hearts weren't in it.
No, I for a moment I thought, oh, I just have to say random once, and I forgot, even though
That's
I've been
it.
Singing this for the last... Anyways, okay, so...
Start flicking.
Tell me, I'm flicking.
Stop!
Okay.
Yeah.
And now tell me stop again.
Stop.
The word is game.
Okay. That's better.
Oh,
already.
That's funny. And it can be an adjective, and it says game lame. Oh, game. Adjective equals lame. Sometimes I don't understand how these things work.
Clearly.
Injured, disabled, crippled, defective, bad, maimed, deformed, gammy? Oh, so saying that something's game can also mean lame. And it's an adjective, which is exactly the kind of word we want, period.
We do. Is that your phone that just vibrated on the table?
It's not on
that
the
will
table.
Be messing
the,
up my sound?
It's on the sofa.
It's on the sofa? How noisy is your phone?
Well, now you made it really obvious. It probably wasn't even picked up by the microphones. And now everybody knows that my phone, which never really rings, and if it does, I never answer it either.
Don't say that.
I do. I just tend to forget it everywhere.
So you pick it up when you see it. But...
Yeah, that's... basically it. I'm not
okay,
ruled by it.
So where have we got to in this word?
So the word game, which means lame or injured, disabled, crippled.
Okay. So we're talking about negative game then, I guess.
Yeah.
It was going so well. I thought game? He was like, yeah, I've got loads of things to talk about. Now game, as in lame, is harder. Rhyming.
Rhyming is lame?
No, I mean game, lame, it's like rhyming.
Rhyming is one of those skills that I wish I had.
I think I have it quite well until I'm put on the spot doing it. Whenever we do it in improv, I just get completely thrown by it. But I do it quite naturally, like, on my own.
Is that your stomach growling? It's ruining the recording.
It would be really quite funny if you can hear it. That was my stomach grumbling, if you're curious. But yeah, it's like, I was thinking, just rhyming is one of those things in improv that I find so hard. I don't know why. It's just like being put on the spot... Usually pressure does me well, but that pressure, I'm kind of like,
You're like sifting through tons of words in your head, and you're like, ones that end like this.
Yeah, definitely.
And that the phrase kind of makes sense, kind of.
Well, that, I think maybe that's the other thing. Is it's like, when you say improv, it kind of has to have some kind of logical follow-up to what you were saying before. Anyway, with excluding rhyming, game, that means lame. Lame. What lame art is there? Is there lame art?
Yeah.
Definitely.
There's always lame art. I think it might...
Do you think it's actually lame art, or just that...
Lame art for you.
Yeah, it just doesn't work for us.
I think it's subjective. I think it's...
We could go back to that story of you being the five-year-old oil painting prodigy, and your lame painting, your game painting.
I'm so glad I didn't know. I feel like I was able to develop into a much better artist. Artist is a stretch. Thanks to that ignorance. To that misplaced belief in myself.
Sense of entitlement. About, no, I am definitely an totally oil painting prodigy at five.
How is oil painting hard? Ha ha! I'm so good at it.
Anyway, where were you going with your original thought?
With lame art?
Or yeah, being like lame, like the idea that art is not necessarily lame, but it is. It's just not right for you, or you know.
I mean, you.
Just leave us hanging here.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Well, I'm.
Think out loud. It's a podcast.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like, because there's a big difference between going it's lame and it's I don't like it, right?
That's true.
Or I don't enjoy it, but does it make it lame? Because I feel like lame takes away its status of like authority of what it is. You know, like I can say, oh, I don't like scary movies, or that suspense movie was, you know, I just don't like it, or I. But doesn't mean that it's lame, because it could still be a really good scary movie. It achieves what it sets out to do, which is scare the hell out of you, or give you heebie-jeebies, or you know, have you walking on the street at night looking in your back every 5 seconds.
So does that mean that all art has to have a sense of purpose for it to then not be lame? Because then what you're suggesting is that, that it's not lame because it has done what it wanted to do.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's really hard to...
Because there's got to be... I mean, there's like... Lots of people think they're bad artists, right? If you were to think of yourself... You know, in this case, you would think of yourself not as an artist. But you know, you're like, well, I can't draw. I'm really bad at it. Does that make them lame? Or is it just... You just not hone that skill? Can you think of a piece of art you really hate? In any form or fashion?
That's a very good question. I'm trying to think of art that I've gone like, ugh, why?
I think you may be too far from the microphone. You may have to get you may have to move your microphone a little closer to you, because it's okay. It's okay. You can touch it. It's not so dangerous anymore. It doesn't break it. Yeah, I don't think so, because we're now using the right USB socket. Not that anyone needs to know this, but remember. Anyway, we don't edit these things. So let's continue our thought process.
No, I can't think of
the circle.
The circle.
Like I'm a fan of reality TV. I think it's a great way of escaping. But The Circle was a terrible reality TV program.
So you're saying it was game?
And Juan Miró's red square and his white painting. I also thought that was useless. Actually, a lot of that kind of art. The ones where they kind of do splatters and stuff, or they just like random squares are painted. You're kind of like, you know, you look at it and you're like, well, you know, what the difference between this and a painting a five-year-old oil prodigy can make is not that different. Why is this one so much better? Like those ones.
Maybe
I find...
you'd have to see all their work. Like all their splatters, and go to kind of go like, yeah, this splatter makes me look at it a bit longer. There's something about it that drives my eye.
Really?
It could be.
Do you think so?
I think
I'm not convinced.
What was it? I think it had to do with the robot artist, but that they compared the splatter painting of, I think, like a Jackson Pollock, which I think he's also a lot of splatter. And one generated by the robot, and they compared it, like they gave it to people like it's like a blind test, like, what do you like more? And it turned out the Jackson Pollock, or the actual one with made by an artist that focused on that kind of art, was liked more. So there was something to it. There is a skill to it, apparently, even if we can't see it.
No, I appreciate that there is a skill to it, because when it comes to the splatters, for example. Because I know I've tried doing like either splatter things or trying to make things look messy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot harder than you think it is to do, like, to make it look messy in the right kind of way.
Yeah.
That is not too overwhelming or too much or something. So I appreciate that. But then, like, things like that, like, you know, random red square and a white painting, like that kind of... Is that minimalist? Maybe it's minimalist as well. There's, like, the movement of minimalist. But my goodness, I was like, I really don't know what that was about at all.
I think I've had that feeling more for architecture. Like, that I'm like, ugh.
Oh,
I just don't like this.
Yeah. Well, you look at something and oops. You look at something and you're like, that's...
I think kind of like what develop... I think call it modernistic, like Miss van der Rohe, which is a lot of Dutch architects, actually. It's like a lot of glass, metal, and it's just so bland. Like, I feel like it's lost all heart.
It's like when you look at them and you're like, that looks like some kind of modernist, probably should be living on the moon kind of building.
Yeah, like it's just functional.
Yeah, very functional.
And that's it. And I don't know. It's like, I mean, it still has its skill and it does evoke certain emotions, but it just, it doesn't do it for me.
But then again, would it be lame or would it not be lame? I mean, is there lame art? This is a big question here.
I mean... Juan Miró's painting, that was in a museum. Clearly a bunch of people didn't think it was lame.
Or are they just completely misled? This is my second part.
So that's the thing, is that is lame mean that it's... Is it an opinion? Or is it fact?
Okay, well, maybe we can look at other things and see if it then boils back to art. So, like, if you were to say... Oh, you definitely can have a lame doctor.
Yeah. So you know, it's missing all your ailments and you're slowly dying.
If he just, you know... gives you poison rather than medicine, then obviously there's a lame doctor.
So in a way, it's not achieving its purpose. Which this
that's true. The doctor doctor's purpose is to make you better.
A lame horse.
Go on.
Is a, you know, one of the legs is kind of off and cannot move, cannot transport.
Unless it tastes great as a steak.
And then you just
then it's still bit.
Then that's there's true, still okay. There's still hope for the horse to redeem itself. It might be a delicious barbecue. But still,
it wouldn't be the purpose, would it?
Yeah, I feel
if
like...
If it's a racehorse, then the purpose would be to race.
Yeah, if it can't do it, then...
Okay, let's look at some other things.
Because I feel like expressing, oh, you're so lame, I think it's like a modern appropriation of the word that's not quite properly used.
Yeah.
Like when you say, oh, that's awesome. Like, if you really think of the word aw... And that's something that's awesome. It's something that really...
Like awestruck, kind of.
Yeah, that elicits awe from you. Like when you go into a cathedral, these really big trees and...
Things that take your breath away.
Yeah, basically.
And the word is not used that
but
way.
The way we use it nowadays is not quite right. So I wonder if the word lame we're thinking of is more in more modern terms and not quite the original word.
Probably. Because the more you think about it, the more you're like, yeah, I don't think there can be lame. Because I think as long as it meets its purpose... And when you have a student at the judge, I don't know what Jackson Pollock, I don't know anything about Jackson Pollock, actually, just that it was odd.
I don't know much either.
If art is meeting its purpose, but then the question is, what is the purpose,
purpose of art?
Oh, no, well, I mean, what is the purpose for the artist? Because presumably they're the one creating the purpose, I'm assuming.
And if for each artist, I think the purpose is different.
Huh.
Because if you go to George O'Keefe's, you know, big flowers, they ask her, oh, why did you paint those? Like, well, you know, I thought they were very beautiful and they needed to be showcased.
They weren't sexually intended at all?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And there's other, again, like Banksy, who is, you know, there's political messages in it.
Well, I think this is where you come to the idea of, like, intent versus... I can't think of what it would be. You have the intent for something, the reception of it, basically. Because your intent might be one thing. So Georgia O'Keeffe, her intent was to produce beautiful flowers, but the reception was quite different. You can't control that.
Yeah.
The reviews or the what people take away from it or what they see in it can be very different. It can create a completely different movement to what you expected.
Yeah.
Which makes kind of an interesting thing, because then you kind of have like the idea of no matter what the artist does.
Or for example, if you think of those like silly movies, like I'm going to say Sharknado. which I haven't seen.
It sounds terrible. I'll give you that. Ridiculous.
You know, a tornado with sharks. You could say
that should be the movie we review. I haven't seen Sharknado.
There's multiple. It's like 1, 2, 3.
More people saw them, but so many saw that they made a sequel.
I mean, can you imagine something I would say is lame, so lame that people want to see it because it's just so ridiculous. So would you say it's lame or it's achieved its purpose of entertaining you through a ridiculous amount of ridiculousness?
Well, no, because here's the thing. Was the intent to be terrible? You can't tell me that the intent for Sharknado was to be the world's worst film.
Well, not necessarily worst film, but most ridiculous film, probably.
Does anyone set out with that goal, except perhaps comedians? I can't believe it. I feel like unless that's kind of the purpose, I feel like that's not likely to be the purpose.
Why do you think people do... I mean, even parodies can kind of flop, you know, fail in their purpose, can kind of be like, that was kind of lame. You know,
I don't remember the original question we were trying to answer. It came down to, is there lame art? But there was something else before it. But who knows? But
if there was any form of art that we thought was lame. But then I think the conundrum is, what is lame on the eye of the beholder, or is it on the success of the original intent, so from the perspective of the maker or from the perspective of the audience?
Well, so the divide is in art, because I think the thing is that the artist carries it until it's production, until it's finished, but then what carries it further is what the audience or the fans see in it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the time those things are mismatched. You know, I think the intent for the artist may be very different to the one that is taken away by an audience. Whether it's something like, you know, has a great political message, but what they take away is just how beautiful the movie was. You have a very different, I guess, perception of it.
Yeah. I guess, lame is...
So we discovered now that we've taken the word game, which was lame, and that lame, there is no such thing as lame art, in spite of the fact that Juan Miró has lame art. I'm saying. We still have time to fill, so you better start thinking of something to talk about. Just saying.
A new word from thesaurus.
Oh, do you want to continue? We could do it again. It was fun. Let's do it again just for a bit, some kicks and giggles. Stop. Stop.
Oh, well, it's the whole page just dedicated for the word bad. Which is another word for lame.
I guess that was that would be a fitting conclusion if it was kind of 5 minutes down the line, but we've just gone from lame to bad. Full on bad.
Okay, I don't even think that's the right...
Well, you could... Bad is kind of an interesting one, because you could ask the question, like, is there bad art? But, like, is in the word evil.
Ooh.
So, I was thinking just of, like propaganda posters.
Oh, okay. Oh. You know,
something that furthers a cause that is...
Nefarious.
That's a fancy word for the word bad.
You mean highfalutin.
Highfalutin. There you go again. But is there bad art? Is there art that does bad to the world?
I think a lot of reality TV probably does that. And there's some that I think helps us a lot get through these times, or through stress.
Is that your final answer? That's all you're giving me?
Oh, gosh, it's... Yes, I do think there is. I'm just trying to think of something to give an example.
A good version of that. But, you know, there is a lot to be said. I mean, like, even things like the burning of books during the Nazi eras and stuff. You kind of like, yeah, that was just trying to put, you know, to destroy art. And then you have the question of, for example, those who own paintings today that were stolen from Jewish families during the war.
Yeah.
Now, is that... I mean, the art is not bad, but the reason that you own it isn't good.
Well, we've kind of gone a whole different direction. Well, yeah, I was kind not of an
interesting
that.
Thing I'd never thought of, but when you said bad for some reason, it made me wonder, like, is there such a thing as, like, art that does wrong?
Yeah, well, I know, I don't remember the name of the movie. It was like a black and white movie, and they were showcasing the Ku Klux Klan in southern U.S. And apparently that movie flared up the Ku Klux Klan, kind of like gave it life. It gave it, like, I guess...
like power.
Yeah, or like somewhere they could convene or somewhere thing they can relate to. It's like, yes, the story, the ideas behind it. Like, I support it. Like, oh, you like this movie? You like this movie? You know, it's kind of like these they become icons, like art that... it becomes an icon of an ideology.
Yeah. What's the... and then the name of Anne... oh, God, what's her name? Anne...
Iyer?
Anne Iyer, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, the psychologist.
Because what she also was... I don't know if intentionally or unintentionally, but she also was part of a... Scientology, was it?
No. It was some form of a bit of fascism and
some not so good things. But like,
well, because she believed in the self, and that was like the most important thing, no matter what. So it was like a very selfish view on psychology. Anne Rand.
Anne Rand, that's it. Anne Rand.
I think.
Because I mean, there has to. I mean, art is, if art is a tool in many ways to express emotions and. Opinions and messages, of course it's going to be used for bad as much as you'd expect to be used as much for bad as it is for good.
Well, there's also, I mean, you can separate as well the artist from the art, because you could say that the artist was probably in line with certain beliefs that were probably bad for society.
Yes.
You know, whether with pro-Nazi, and they still created great art.
It's a good point. So can you have it could be, you know, can you have fantastic art that comes from a really bad place,
dark origins?
Well, yeah. The thing is, the dark origins is kind of normal in art. I feel like that's kind of one of the most common things, that it starts from a dark origin, but that it comes from a place of evil.
I'm certain there is.
Now I'm really curious.
I'm even really curious, because I think a lot of the times, a lot of art, the story that gets told behind it, like, things get filtered out so that the art could be still appreciated for the sake of itself, if it's really good. Or on the other side, they try to focus on the story of the artist. But I am curious. I'm even more curious to find art like this that comes from dark origins. And
because you really, where are they now? You're kind of filtered, really, because what we know, I guess also when you look back through history, what you know most is... the famous pieces that are still considered masterpieces, whether it be in film or
it's pieces that curators decide to show you. I mean, I'm thinking here in the context of museums, but also writers who tell you about, you know, in magazines, like art magazines and stuff, that decide to tell you stories.
Because they always focus on one angle, don't they? I mean, like...
exactly.
But there's got to be... I don't know much about it, but there's got to be some interesting research to be done there about kind of looking at kind of fantastic art that comes from a terrible place. And also,
because at that time, maybe that terrible place wasn't considered terrible.
Well, possibly, or possibly it was. And then the question comes, should you appreciate it?
Yeah, that, or should you just leave it in the vault?
A big psychological question about, you know, if it is a piece of art that is, I can't think of it, but like, you know, something terrible, that comes from a terribly evil place, that is a fantastic, like a beautiful piece of work, but, you know, a terrible message. Should it get appreciation? We're going to have a look and see if we can find some of these pieces, because it would be really interesting to talk about it in a later episode.
I'm really piqued by this, and I hope that if there's anybody who knows of...
Yeah, if you do know of something that, you know, if you can think of a piece of art, whether it be, you know, whether it be film or, you know, whether it be film, like television or film, or written, there are a few, I guess. I think also especially kind of... picture base, I'd be particularly curious about the idea of paintings or drawings or cartoons. Yeah.
But also theater, poetry, poetry,
any form of art.
Graffiti.
That you can think of that is a fantastic piece of art that probably comes from a very,
I think,
almost evil place.
I think graffiti is one
Let
of
us
those...
know.
Sorry, I was just thinking about graffiti. Because depending on what side of the law you are, you could see, oh, I kind of see graffiti kind of like Robin Hood. Like, you know, these rogues kind of trying to...
I mean, it's all illegal, huh?
Yeah, it's illegal. But, you know, many times they do really beautiful things.
Fantastic, yeah.
And maybe it comes from a place of repression, from an ugly side of society. and this need to express themselves and to develop this art form or to rebel against authority. But if you see it from the side of authority, you could say, well, they're doing wrong. They're doing something illegal. They're evil.
It's true. That one I'm like torn on, I have to say, but I think we should leave it here on this open question because we're out of time anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, do let us know. Drop us a message if you can think of art that is particularly beautiful of any form or fashion, whatever you can think of, but that comes from specifically from a very dark, preferably a very bad place. Something that comes from evil that could nefarious. Be beautiful. So yeah, you can drop us a message on what platforms do we have here, Hames?
You can drop us a message on Facebook at Boredom in Quarantine or Instagram at Boredom in Quarantine Podcast. Or you can also drop us an email at boredominquarantinepodcast@gmail.com.
And you can remain anonymous if you would like to pretend that this is like, you know, if you don't want to tell us your name, that's okay. You can just drop us an email. We're cool with it. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. This has been another interesting episode. Let us know what you think. We have been the...
So we got bored during quarantine and we started a podcast.
Until soon.
Bye-bye.